Did anyone else go into this season of The Valley and think, this is going to be terrible, but now they're like, I love it? Because that's me. Hi, I'm Emily, host of the podcast She's Speaking with Emily Hanks. So come check me out everywhere you get your podcasts.
Boys and girls, it is good to see you on a Monday morning for some brunch. Hope you got your mimosas.
Yeah.
Hope you got your
BMs.
Your BMs, your ball movements. Hopefully and everything's going really well for you today.
Your Bloody Mary. Never mind.
Yeah.
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 Well, it's time for a bracket again. People have been loving the brackets. We thought it was time to do a Tom Cruise bracket because, you know, we gave up our Patreon vote in April for, we just gave some Tom Cruise movies. Like, hey, what Tom Cruise movie you want to hear? We came up with Days of Thunder. I believe you've probably already heard that already.
Yeah.
And so we're like, let's talk Tom Cruise movies bracket style. And if you know how we've done this, I take the IMDb, the audience and critic score from Rotten Tomatoes and Metacritic score, average them all together for all of his movies to create seedings. And we came up with 20 movies in an order, 20 seed single elimination bracket. But the one thing we have to note is that we did leave out Mission Impossible. Sometimes when you're dealing with multiple movies, you either include them as one or just not include them at all because it's sort of, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Like we're going to leave Mission Impossible out just for the sake of there's too many of them.
I think that's a conversation all on its own, to
yes.
be honest.
Correct.
Like that could be a bracket all on its own.
There's so many of them.
Because they vary in quality.
I would agree.
Yeah.
So that is the only thing you need to know. We did leave that out. And here is our ranking. And this is based off of what I told you. So number one seed, Top Gun Maverick.
Ooh.
Followed by Edge of Tomorrow, Rain Man, A Few Good Men, Magnolia, Collateral, Minority Report, Risky Business, Jerry Maguire, Color of Money, Born on the 4th of July, The Outsiders, Eyes Wide Shut, Interview with a Vampire, Last Samurai, Top Gun, Cocktail, War of the Worlds, Vanilla Sky, and the final lowest seed, Days of Thunder.
Dudes.
This is going to be good.
That's a lot of great movies. Fine. Holy
shit. It's because Tom Cruise is so good.
Yes.
Like, you cannot deny how good of an actor he is. He seems to only get better and better.
He, among like maybe five others, is our last movie star that we have. Like maybe Brad Pitt's in there. Yeah, I mean, he really does it all.
I would agree. I mean, I think he's a part of that generation that is, you know, of these last several decades that has kind of been the fine wine of the actors from there, you know, from the 80s. So, yeah.
And the only reason we do these brackets is because it's, if you were to just ask me, Sean, or AJ, say, what's the best Tom Cruise movie?
No.
It's not possible. Yeah. It's like we did with Christopher Nolan. You can't just say, oh, this is the best one. So we feel that if you put it in this single elimination seeded bracket tournament, like you're going to have at least a pretty good idea of what it is.
Yeah.
So we're going to do it. AJ, I'm going to let you pick the order of the table. I'm going to let you pick who starts.
Who starts?
Because I know you don't like when we do this, but you can reverse the flow. You can go clockwise this time if you want.
Yeah, we're going to do that because last time we've been going counterclockwise. We've been going counterclockwise?
Yes, I think I've been putting it onto you, right?
Oh, that's right.
So now you have the opportunity to put it on me.
I think we're going to go clockwise this time.
I just don't understand. Like, I would love to be the final say. I don't know why you guys get so pissed about that.
No, I bet you.
So we're going to go. Okay, we're going.
Oh, you know what? No, I want it to be counterclockwise.
Yes.
It's like, no.
He got you again. Okay,
he keeps doing this.
Okay, we're going clockwise. Per AJ. Who's going to be the first person to start on the first movie?
Are you asking me?
Yes, Sean gets to pick
who's going to be the first
and
person
to start. And then it goes from there clockwise.
On
the very first movie.
Like the first matchup.
Yes, first matchup.
I'll start.
Okay. The first play-in game is Top Gun.
He got
the first one versus Cocktail.
It's Top Gun.
I mean,
come
okay,
on.
Okay.
Cocktail is one of our lowest rated our movies of all time.
I don't know what we're talking about here.
No, I'm good.
Some of these are going to be hard. Some of these are going to be really easy.
Finally, I got my chance here. Cocktail. Got him.
God, why do you guys always do this to me? Well, it's Top Gun for me. So there you go. Top Gun moves on, defeats Cocktail. You're right. I mean, like, I love talking about Cocktail because it's so fun.
Yes.
But it's one of our worst rated movies we've done.
It's a tough one.
It's a fun movie to watch to hate. Watch.
Yes.
It could have, should have, would have been a live watch for us. Let's be real, guys.
And you know what? Maybe we'll do it again.
Fuck it. No, I'm down. Why not? Right?
All right. So, AJ, you're going to start on this one. The next play-in game is Eyes Wide Shut versus the movie we just did, Days of Thunder.
Fuck, dude. Ooh. Well, Eyes Wide Shut.
This is bullshit.
Eyes Wide Shut creeped me it creeps me out in a weird way.
Oh, so, you have seen it.
Yeah. And fuck. So.
Holy, that's my boy.
Dude. Boy. But so just for that reasoning, I'm going Days of Thunder.
Sean, I watched it last night, actually.
All 3 hours of it?
No. I started to watch this because I'm like, I got to give this a fair play. And I made it like an hour and then I fell asleep.
I'm shaking my head right now, listeners. I'm dejected.
I'm very sorry with how it worked out, but I'm going to also go Days of Thunder, but I'm going to give you your time to speak to the audience on behalf of Eyes Wide Shut.
Eyes Wide Shut is an anomaly of a movie for me. I think I'm glad both of you has watched it because I think that what it says about relationships in general, especially marriage, I haven't gotten there yet, but I'm getting there. I think that the male gaze, especially of it, like you being with a woman, you should have these rights as a man. And have them be a certain thing as a man. Like, they shouldn't do certain things. They shouldn't think about certain things and not, especially not tell us that they're thinking about certain things. Like she says in that movie, she's like, I would have ruined our whole life just for that one military guy, you know? And it fucks him up. And yes, I understand that, but it's okay for her to have that thought. And so the whole movie for me is this existential, like, almost astral projection of Tom Cruise's character going on through this night, being the most irresistible person in the world. Perfect casting to just have these couples, real couples in this movie, play these roles. I think it's got a lot to say about just like the facility of marriage in general, and especially the male role in it. I think it's maybe my third favorite Kubrick movie, maybe even my second.
All right.
I think it's got a lot to say. I think it's a legitimate masterpiece, and Tom Cruise is outstanding in it.
And I wonder if I might feel that way if I eventually can like get through it with the proper watch. I will someday.
I really think that it requires your full attention. And I think it honestly, there's certain movies out there that require some life to be lived in order to kind of understand it. It is Eyes Wide Shut for me, but I understand.
Next play-in game, I'm starting this off. This is Last Samurai versus War of the Worlds.
Why would it have to be these two against each other?
I know. I will tell you this, that like I really did enjoy Last Samurai. But I think if you look at the critics and pretty much everybody, most people will think Last Samurai is better than War of the Worlds. I think the ratings are much better for that. But something about War of the Worlds, I really enjoyed this movie. I like Tom Cruise's like kind of bad guy performance in that. Like you're rooting for him, but he's actually like kind of a piece of shit dad sort of that can have a redemption in that movie. The aliens scare the fuck out of that scene in the basement with like the snake alien. I could have done without Tim Robbins in that.
Tim Robbins.
I could have done without Tim Robbins
basically
in that, but
Tenacious D roll again. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm going War of the Worlds on this. I actually really do like this movie.
Man, that's crazy.
God damn. Dude.
I haven't seen it in forever. I saw it in the theater when it came out, and I think that's the last time I saw it. Last Samurai, man, is a fucking fantastic movie. I really like his look in that movie.
Oh,
his
yeah.
Long hair.
Maybe
beard.
That's peak hair.
Honestly,
I
it
said
could
it
be.
In Days of Thunder.
It is. That movie makes me emotional. I guess I haven't seen that in a long time either, but I love the story of that movie. It's basically Dances with Wolves, kind
of. Course. Avatar. Same thing.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm going Last Samurai. I really like that movie.
Ooh, AJ.
You planned this, didn't you? He's like, I know this will be the third one. I know Sean's going to start with himself, and that fucking idiot's going to say, let's go clockwise. Ooh, I got him again. I'm Mike Schulte.
You think it's your decision, but it's actually not.
The illusion of choice. That's how I live my life, boys.
Look at me. I'm Mike Schulte. Look at me. I'm handsome. I'm older than you guys, but I'm handsome. And wow.
Some could say that's a toxic trait, Mike.
I'm smart. Look at me.
Look at my friend Mike. He's so cool. He's a really great friend.
I'm the only person in my fucking friend group that could pull off this top knot. Me. I don't want, but I'm not going to pick last samurai, but my top knot.
Go ahead. You done? You done with your tantrum yet?
Yes, I'm done. I'm like, I'm done. these are
two great movies. Based on my love for Shogun right now, I should just choose Last Samurai. Ooh.
God, I need to watch it.
But that being said, I watched War of the Worlds the other day, and just kind of there is something about a movie that can scare you like that.
Yeah, right.
Because it's such an insurmountable adversary, right? Like, how are you getting past these things? Like, there's a lot to that movie, and I think it's a lot more deep than a lot of people give it credit for. Last Samurai is, again, I just think it's such a damn masterpiece of a movie, though. Guys.
Just pick it, bro.
I can't,
it's going to lose
Michael.
The next round anyway, so just pick it.
Fuck. It's not going to lose the next round.
Oh, yeah, it will.
What would win the next round? The next round, I really love the movie War of the Worlds. Okay. I really love that movie, but I'm going to pick Last Samurai.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to pick Last Samurai.
Okay.
Directed by Edward Zwick. He also did Blood Diamond.
No, I'm not. I'm picking War of the Worlds.
Oh my goodness.
It's a survival movie. I always go for a survival movie.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm a piece
directed,
of shit.
Directed Blood Diamond. Great movie.
Yep.
Legends of the Fall, Glory, Jack Reacher, Love and Other Drugs, Defiance. Pretty prolific career.
Yep.
Who is that?
Edward Zwick. He directed Last Samurai.
Wow.
All right, Sean, this one's to you. Last play-in game. You've got Interview with the Vampire and Vanilla Sky.
Ooh. Oh, God. Oldies. Vanilla Sky.
That easy, huh?
Vanilla Sky, huh?
What about you, AJ?
I have to see if I've actually seen Vanilla Sky.
Jeez.
I don't know
if
that
you
I
don't
have.
Know, then
if you don't know,
Crow,
now you know.
Jeff Bridges is in it.
Jeff Bridges is not in it.
No?
No.
Who's this guy he's talking to?
Kurt Russell.
Okay, my bad. She's another man rocket.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm real.
There's man rockets.
I have two daughters.
And gal rockets all through this movie. Goodness. No, let's go Interview with the Vampire. Because you got two of the most handsome bitches.
Yes, you do.
On the damn planet, just basically suck at each other.
Yeah.
Well, this is an easy one for me. Yeah. Vanilla Sky has affected me in a massive way in my life. I absolutely love this movie, and I don't think Vanilla Sky got a very fair shake at all from the critics and fans for some reason. The time it came out, I don't know. This is the second to lowest rated movie of Tom Cruise's career. And it's one of my favorites. So I'm Vanilla Sky. Send it on to the next round, boys. We are down to a 16 seed bracket at this point now. We have number one seed Top Gun Maverick versus Top Gun the OG.
Ooh, okay.
AJ, starting it off, baby.
This is great.
This is fun.
You know what? Actually, I'm going Maverick. I'm going Maverick.
Really?
I think I am.
Holy shit, dude.
That's unbelievably easy in my opinion. Like Maverick is the number one rated movie of Tom Cruise's career, and like I don't think that's a fluke at all.
You guys, what?
I like Tom Cruise Maverick takes everything we wanted and loved about the first one and makes it better.
I agree with you. I think it even brings us back to some of the things we loved about the first one. So
for all these fucking movies like Roadhouse trying to be like, we're going to do it again. Like Maverick was your roadmap. You fucked up.
Maverick was, I really do think that was a damn good movie. Mm-hmm. And I think it was a borderline masterpiece.
Yep. Sorry, Sean.
In that vein.
Thank God. Yeah, okay. I was like, this is weird, AJ. No,
it's definitely Maverick.
Hold my hand.
It's so good.
Holding hands. Hugging.
I like want to watch it right
now. I know. I say this. That's one of those movies. Perfect example. It's one of those movies that I will save so I can watch it. And I'm not just going to throw it on.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
I'm going to watch it on very much on purpose, like with a purpose.
Actually, whatever movie wins this bracket, I'm going to watch it tonight.
Okay.
Nice. And I think it should. Well, we'll figure that out later.
If all goes according to Mike's plan.
Yeah.
If everything works the
so
way
far, so
to.
Good.
All right. I am starting this one. We have Risky Business versus Jerry Maguire.
Ooh, damn.
This is a little tough for me, but I think when I just want to give you a snap decision, I think it's Jerry Maguire for me. I haven't gone back to Risky Business recently enough to like maybe give it a fair shake. But I mean, for me, it's Jerry Maguire. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
We talked about in Days of Thunder. That's the one.
Yep.
We talked about in Days of Thunder, the high concept movie. And I think Jerry Maguire reverses all of those tropes onto its head.
Okay.
And so like Jerry, Tom Cruise's character in that movie, he goes through this kind of change. And goes about it himself. There's no mentor. There is the girl, but he actually has to work for that as well. It's not just like kind of handed to him. You know, I think it's kind of breaking down those walls of that kind of tropiness in these movies that we like of Tom Cruise, especially. But yeah, Risky Business too is also kind of breaking that down as well. It's almost like that's the Heathers of Tom Cruise's career to me.
I agree.
It's weird kind of. Like, we're wondering why I like this movie so much as you're watching it. But, yeah, I think overall Jerry Maguire wins it out for me.
Yeah. My vote is nothing.
Correct.
Let's just say it. Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
Okay.
There Still. You go.
Well, Sean's going to start the next one off. We have Days of Thunder playing in to face A Few Good Men, which is the number 4 seed.
Yeah. You got your schlock. You got your schlock trying to be something that it shouldn't be. I just wanted to see racing. And in A Few Good Men, you get incredible, incredible performances.
Iconic.
And a riveting script. And I think it's Rob Reiner directed that. Amazing, amazing movie. I have to go.
Yep.
A Few Good Men.
Yep.
Days of Thunder.
Ooh, this is going to be real tough.
Just trying to shake things up.
Days of Thunder. No, yeah. No, it's A Few Good Men for sure.
Oh, man. Mike right. can't handle the truth.
AJ, you are starting this next one off. This is Magnolia versus The Outsiders.
Chew it, baby.
That is a 5 seed versus a 12 seed.
You know what? I don't know why I have such an affinity for this movie, because I really shouldn't. But I do. And it's The Outsiders. Mm. It's The Outsiders. I think it's even some of the performances from some pretty iconic actors aren't even that great. But I'm going with The Outsiders.
I will save my thoughts on The Outsiders because we are about to do that in May of Sway's Uncaged. Mm. I'm actually going to send this over to Magnolia, to tell you the truth, man. And I will save my thoughts on that for later. So I'm going Magnolia.
Bitch.
I am. If you're talking about Tom Cruise movies, and we are talking about the best movie overall, you know.
Yeah, movie. This is the movie that Tom Cruise is in.
That involves Tom Cruise.
I think it involves a little less of Tom Cruise. And I think Magnolia is actually his best performance of all time. So it's Magnolia for me.
Snap, crackle, and
we might
pop.
Have to get to that one. We're getting out. A lot of these movies we're going to just have to start adding to our list. All right, so we're into the next side of the bracket, guys. We have the number 2 seed, Edge of Tomorrow versus War of the Worlds.
Oh, good matchup. I like this.
This is me. I just told you how much I loved War of the Worlds, and that is a movie I will pop on whenever I have a chance, because I really enjoy the ride of War of the Worlds. But my God, people, if you may be in the majority here that has not seen Edge of Tomorrow. I'm almost guaranteeing you a lot of you are like, oh, geez, Edge of Tomorrow? I don't know if I ever caught that one.
Live, Die, Repeat? Is that what you
mean? Edge of Tomorrow's fucking incredible. Edge of Tomorrow blows War of the Worlds out of the water. It is Edge of Tomorrow for me. It's unbelievable. I love it.
Yeah, man. I think it's the movie that kind of catapulted Tom Cruise into a new gear, in my opinion.
Yeah,
I think he had always kind of been doing this, but like this movie is the one that caught with especially, you know, people who have seen it. It caught with them. And then he went on to do, like, you know, all of the crazy Mission Impossible movies that, like, he does his own stunts in and shit. I think we started to take more notice of Tom Cruise, and he became a box office juggernaut because of Edge of Tomorrow and what he can do. I love that movie, too.
Yeah. You were the one that told me to watch that.
It's great.
I'm pretty sure you did.
Well, I wish I would have kept it at Last Samurai. So, but I guess... You win.
Sorry, bro.
What can I do?
I was going to vote War of Worlds. So.
That's why I said it wasn't going to make it through the next round anyway. Did you say Edge of Tomorrow too, or are you saying War of the Worlds?
No, I'm saying fucking War of the Worlds. Because I'm not a fucking...
Jesus. Oh, I gave you the illusion of choice.
Is Minority Report on here?
So next up, Sean, you are here. Minority Report versus The Color of Money. Which is going to set up a real fun next round.
Scorsese, I think, Color Money versus... Can you check that for me?
Yeah, I will. Scorsese. So Minority Report's the number 7 seed, and Color Money's the number 10
Scorsese
seed.
Scorsese versus Spielberg. I think that you get an excellent buddy movie out of The Color of Money with Paul Newman. Scorsese, mm-hmm. Paul Newman, and Tom Cruise.
And
I think
Spielberg,
you get a great buddy movie out of this. But it is also of that formula, I think, of the 80s that Roger Ebert talks about, that high concept thing. And I think Minority Report kind of takes sci-fi and spins it on its head a little bit. I think that this Minority Report is one of the most interesting sci-fi movies out there, and I think I'm going to go with Minority Report.
Age?
Oh, man.
Sci-fi, sorry.
Color of Money is a fun movie. I love any movie that's focused around like pool. Oh, man. But Minority Report, I've only seen Minority Report like 2 times, very distant times from each other even. And, but Minority Report is one that I think really sticks with you. I think I'll go with Minority Report.
Couldn't agree more. I mean, that movie seemed like such a far-fetched sci-fi movie when it came out. Now it's like, whoa. oh, my God. We might be there.
Okay. What? AI.
Yeah.
AI.
That's another movie that you just pop on and you're like, this is fucking cool. AI. Which is going to set up a beautiful, beautiful next round matchup. We will get there eventually. Now we're going to start... With who's starting this one? AJ is. Rain Man, our number 3 seed, one of the biggest movies of all time of Tom Cruise's career versus Vanilla Sky.
I'm
going Rain Man because I really do love, I really like Dustin Hoffman in this too. I know we're talking about Tom Cruise and everything, but those moments of between Tom Cruise and Dustin Hoffman and Dustin Hoffman doing what he does in that movie. I'm going with Rain Man. Yeah.
I love Rain Man. I cannot wait to do that movie. I love it so, so much. But man, Vanilla Sky, like if this were any other matchup, like Rain Man would win for me. But like Vanilla Sky is a big deal to me.
Yeah.
And I'm not just doing that. Normally I would just do that to make you make the decision, but I am being honest.
No, I'm glad I get to be in the position to break your heart. It's raining.
Ouch. Well, thank you for letting me break your heart, bro.
All right.
I'm okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to be the one to do it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
All right.
Still his fucking game, isn't it?
Last matchup of the Sweet 16. We have Collateral versus Born on the 4th of July. that's coming to me.
Do it
wow.
right. Do it right.
Yeah, man, this is a tough one because these are kind of like really different movies.
Yeah, they are.
Like, wow, it's a weird yeah, matchup. No shit. This is like a hockey, the St. Louis Blues playing the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah.
Like what?
Oliver Stone and Michael Mann.
Yeah.
It couldn't be different filmmakers.
You know what? I'm just gonna have to pick one because I don't know what to say. I'm gonna say Born on the 4th of July on this one.
Okay.
Actually, I'm gonna throw this over to you, buddy.
Yeah, his Oscar nominated one. I think it was
pretty big deal
right before he did Days of Thunder. I think
it was. Yeah, I'll look it up real quick.
Yeah, I think it's a great performance by him. But ultimately,
this is 89, right before Days of Thunder.
Okay, yep. Collateral is just such an entertaining movie, and I love to see Tom Cruise as this bad guy.
Dude. I know
he's so good in this role, and like his look, his gray hair, his like tan suit. It's so odd, mm-hmm. but the movie just moves, man. And I am huge fan of Michael Mann movies, and so Collateral is my pick.
Send it over to Age.
100%.
Yeah, I think Collateral is the winner for me because I think you've got two guys, you've got Jamie Foxx and you've got Tom Cruise who are just seem like they are out of their whatever they're pinned as, you know, they're playing a new kind of a role. It is what it felt like to me when I saw the movie.
They're out of their pigeonholes.
Thank you. And yeah, that's what it really feels like. And that's what I really liked. And I think it is a very entertaining movie. It's very fast paced. Yeah. I think I'm going to go Collateral.
All right. Listen to this. This is our matchups. The final eight movies, Maverick versus Jerry Maguire,
ooh.
A Few Good Men versus Magnolia, Edge of Tomorrow versus Minority Report, and Rain Man versus Collateral.
Mm.
Sean, we got to start with you, man. Maverick versus Jerry Maguire.
Look. Jerry Maguire is charming as all get out. You had me at hello. You had me at Jerry Maguire in the first round anyway. What was the other one? Maverick. Maverick is...
I don't even know what the other movie is, but it's going to win.
Maverick is just the ultimate movie, man. I mean, like, what did that movie do? It got everyone back to the theater, dude.
Yes.
Like, it is a huge plus for it, but the story overall, it handed you your nostalgia feed, and it offered something completely new as well. And it made Top Gun, the original, so much better.
Yep.
It's got to be Maverick.
Age?
I don't know, man. I just, that kid and Jerry Maguire, just, I love that kid. And
you
I
said fuck.
Don't want to punch him at all. It's Maverick. It's fine.
Yeah, it's Maverick for sure. We will get to Jerry Maguire at some point for sure.
Yeah.
Next round, AJ starting it off, A Few Good Men versus Magnolia.
Okay. Okay.
Sit up.
Okay. Here's the thing, guys. It's A Few Good Men. All done.
No, we're talking about A Few Good Men.
Yeah.
I mean, not many movies could go up against this that have been in the previous round. So for me, same thing. Few Good Men.
Same. Yeah. I just think that Magnolia is probably Paul Thomas Anderson's, my least favorite of his anyway. And I think Tom Cruise's segment is the best segment in that movie. And you just can't get an overall movie with just segments of that character. So yeah, it is 100% A Few Good Men.
All right. I am up on what might possibly be one of the tougher matchups. Edge of Tomorrow versus Minority Report. Kind of interesting that they fell up against each other, being a little sci-fi, being a little futuristic. Minority Report is a really great movie, but I can't stress enough how goddamn good Edge of Tomorrow is. It's funny. It's like amazing graphics and like special effects.
Sci-fi Groundhog Day.
Dude, sci-fi Groundhog Day. What do you need? Sci-fi military, like action Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Like it's one of the coolest movies I've ever seen. And I got to go Edge of Tomorrow, Sean.
What are you thinking, AJ?
Edging Tomorrow. Hmm.
Hey, it is Sean's turn. So do not let AJ decide.
I know. I mean, it's Edge of Tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Did you see that one coming tomorrow?
Holy shit.
Oh, that's when, why don't we have the cameras running sometimes here,
AJ's
guys?
Entire mic arm stand just fell off the table.
It wasn't even my fault.
No, no.
I think it was the motorcycle guy that drove by.
Probably, the 20 of them.
Sean, continue.
No, it's Edge of Tomorrow, man. Yep. Like, yeah, I forget the other movie that it's up
Minority
against.
Report.
Minority Report is, it's fine, but like if you want me to watch, like Minority Report is the intellectual Edge of Tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
so
yeah.
It's kind of apples and oranges, and I would rather have apples yep. than oranges.
A little racist.
Or bananas. I like bananas.
I like bananas. Well,
I also like bananas.
Okay.
Great. Well, it's a little bit racist for you guys not to pick the minority, but that's fine. So, whatever. It's all good.
As you are now in the coalition of black people of Iowa.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just trying to do my part.
So. All right. Edge of Tomorrow moves on to the final four. AJ, you're starting this last one of the final eight. Rain Man versus
Elite Eight.
Yeah, sorry. Sweet Eight. It's the Sweet Eight, buddy. Rain Man versus Collateral. What do you got, buddy?
Tasty Eight. Rain Man versus Collateral?
Yeah.
Man, what if those two movies collided, right?
Right.
You're going to do exactly as I say. I don't really drive. I mean, I shouldn't be driving. I can't drive. I can't. What? I think I'm going to go with Rain Man. I think it's more of a thinker, whereas I think Collateral is like, hey, I'm here for a good time and need some action. Want to be glued to the screen for an hour and a half, hour 40 or whatever, you know. So, yeah, but I think Rain Man is just a more well thought out, put together movie, I suppose.
Yep, I got to do that too, Sean. Man, I'm sorry, I have to. Rain Man is. I believe Oscar award winning. Like I think
Dustin. Yeah.
Yeah. It's dude, dusty. It's that movie's got an aesthetic and it would have won for me last round too, if it wasn't up against Vanilla Sky, like I said. So I got to go Rain Man too. Sorry,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah. Sorry, Collateral. It's Collateral for me, but
hey, you made it far, man.
Yeah. It's okay.
All right. The final four, we have Top Gun Maverick versus A Few Good Men and The Edge of Tomorrow versus Rain Man. Never before has a particular sponsor of this show offered a service that was so perfect for our audience until today. ExpressVPN is here to help all of us watch the content we not only pay for, but deserve to watch. Did you know that Netflix is different in every country? It's true. A movie or TV show that is available to stream in Ireland is potentially not available for you to watch in the US. It's absolutely absurd that this is a thing. We pay for Netflix and then they get to decide whether we can watch something or not, depending on what country we live in. Watching Netflix without ExpressVPN is like paying for a gym membership, but only being able to use the treadmill. Here's how ExpressVPN can help us all out. It lets you change your online location so you can control where you want Netflix to think you're located. They have almost 100 different server locations so you can gain access to thousands of new shows. This works with many other streaming services too, BBC, iPlayer, YouTube, and more. The following movies are not available in the US, but you can easily switch your location using ExpressVPN and have instant access. Change to Australia and Top Gun Maverick and Fight Club are available. Or you can change your location to the UK and watch The Hangover, Superbad, The Martian, Arrival, Dune 1, Gladiator, and so much more. None of these movies are available in the US. I can't recommend ExpressVPN enough with their blazing fast speeds letting you stream in HD with zero buffering. It's compatible with all your devices and the amazing added benefit of encrypting your data so you can browse the web securely is perhaps the best feature of all. So be smart, stop paying full price for streaming services and only getting access to a fraction of their content. Get your money's worth at expressvpn.com/confused. Don't forget to use our link at expressvpn.com/confused to get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. Let's get back to it. So I believe I'm up. Did you just start that last one, AJ?
Correct.
Yes.
Oh man. Top Gun Maverick versus A Few Good Men. Should never be
military
in a never be in a competition of these two movies. Okay, I have to break this down in a way that I can comprehend this. The way I'm going to go about this is, what movie am I going to watch if I'm sitting there with both movies and I can only pick one to watch? What am I going to choose? It depends. Like, I think A Few Good Men, if I was in the right mood, I would choose it. But I think I would always probably be in the mood for Maverick.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it feels weird, like, saying that Top Gun Maverick is a better movie than A Few Good Men. But I think it might be. And I will rely on you guys to determine if I am correct or not.
Yeah. I mean, A Few Good Men is, you know, that scene, obviously, yeah, is with Jack Nicholson. Is a scene like Quint's speech in Jaws, yep, that I will just look up and watch, mm-hmm, just to get my fix of it, because it's so goddamn good. But you just can't go up against Maverick, man. Like, it's unfortunately, yeah, I think your comparison of like, what am I going to watch, Few Good Men or Maverick?
I don't know if that's the right way to view this, but that's how I decided to do it.
I think that's the only way that I can look at it. So I'm with you. It's got to be Maverick.
A few good men needed a few better men. Got him, right, guys?
If it had Val Kilmer, man.
Shit,
bro. I want to know, is that your official answer?
Yes.
All right. Top Gun Maverick.
Better man.
Is on to the final matchup, but we have one more final four. We have Edge of Tomorrow versus Rain Man, and Sean is starting it out. Mm. This is the two seed versus the three seed.
This is going to go
to the final against Maverick.
Ooh. Damn, dude.
Maverick's the number one seed. Edge of Tomorrow's the number two seed. And Rain Man's the number three seed. So,
wow.
So far, everybody's been pretty correct.
Mm. They've been pretty solid all season. Yeah, dude. God damn.
Yeah, dude.
Do I want it to be Maverick up against another like action movie? Or do I want to be Maverick up against kind of like an art performance prestigious movie? I'll leave that for you guys. I'm gonna go Edge of Tomorrow. It makes me want to edge. You know, trickle a little bit.
I think I'm gonna go turn that trickle into a rain, because I'm going Rain Man.
When it rains, it pours.
When it rains, it pours.
So best picture, best actor in a leading role, best director, best writing, screenplay written directly for the screen, 4 wins in the Oscars, and a nominee for best cinematography, and best art direction and best film editing and best music. Nominated for 9 Oscars.
Did it get supporting?
Edge of Tomorrow?
Yes. No.
Did it get supporting for Tom?
No, it did not. Wow, funny enough. 4 wins out of 9 nominations for Rain Man. It's really hard to deny that, right?
But can you?
But can I? Okay. Man, you know what? It's kind of the same matchup as last for me. It's like the fun movie you might want to watch all the time,
yeah,
being Edge of Tomorrow versus like Rain Man's a heavy, it's kind of heavy, and it can affect you a little more emotionally, maybe.
Yeah.
Hey, geez, man.
Do you want the finals to be a high octane offensive performance like Maverick is, and next to Rain Man, which is pretty defensive, pretty like locked down defensively?
Or do I want a high scoring?
Do you want another high scoring team?
Yeah, shoot. I gotta follow up on what I've been saying about Edge of Tomorrow. Like, I gotta follow it up.
What a finals it's gonna
and
be, boys.
The finals.
Absolute penis.
Long torsoed bitch.
Ultimately, this is both of your faults.
You long bitch.
So we are to the finals. Top Gun Maverick, the number one seed, versus Edge of Tomorrow, the number two seed. AJ, you're starting it off.
Maverick.
Yeah.
Because Edge of Tomorrow shouldn't have beaten Rain Man.
Okay, what if Rain Man had won? What if Rain Man was in the final?
Yeah.
We're not playing this game.
No, we are playing this game.
You already ruined that game, Michael.
No, you already ruined that game. No.
There's
actually,
no losers
what?
Bracket.
Nope, time out.
Where's the losers bracket?
I just
bracket?
Died in Edge of Tomorrow
reset,
and I went back and changed my vote to Rain
Whoa.
Man.
Oh, man, that's Whoa. So
Top
crazy.
Gun Maverick versus Rain Man is the finals.
What? No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
I just died.
No, it's not.
Top Gun Maverick versus Rain Man. What do you got?
great defensive all year. Goaltending's been outstanding. But can Maverick punch through that defense and ultimately puts him in the back of the net?
Look, you gotta appreciate, you know, Rain Man is all about the numbers. They really do bring it home when they're trying to put it up.
Mathematically,
these guys just league. Seems like
the best team in the league.
I'll just tell you that nobody plays a better pickup game than some of their lead players. Toothpicks. No, I'm going Maverick. I'm not doing this. I'm not playing your Edge of Tomorrow game. I'm sticking with Maverick. I'm going Maverick.
Well, then for one final game, I want Rain Man because I think Rain Man's the one.
You can't.
You did this.
You did it to yourself, bro.
I didn't do anything.
You did this whole thing.
I didn't do anything.
I believe that Maverick got to where it needs to be. But I don't think we can say that Top Gun Maverick can be the greatest of all time. I believe it can be the second. I think Rain Man might have to be the number one.
Jesus.
Might have to?
Yeah.
God, I love this. Rain Man. It's like driving Miss Daisy, but with Dustin Hoffman, man. It's just like...
Thank you.
Boring compared to Maverick. It's fucking Maverick, dogs. Okay?
Top Gun Maverick is the number one greatest movie, including Tom Cruise as an actor.
Yes.
Congratulations, Tom Cruise.
Actually, it's Collateral, but yeah. According to this, yeah.
I love these brackets. Thank you for being here.
It's actually Last Samurai. Sorry, guys. That was my fault all along.
No, it was Cocktail.
it was Vanilla Sky.
The only reason we can do these Monday episodes is because of you guys supporting the podcast. There is absolutely not a podcast without you guys spreading the word and telling people and sharing and buying stuff from our sponsors, using discount codes, joining Patreon, contributing some money. So thank you so much. And if you want to join and you want to keep this podcast alive, go to patreon.com/confusedbreakfast. Help us out. Maybe the content will get better if we have more of you.
Love you guys so much. It's truly life-changing.
It's life-changing. We hope we have changed your lives, at least in the idea of what Tom Cruise movie is the best.
Yeah. Thank you. Which is Collateral, but that's fine.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.